You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound tonight. Tune into the Cleveland Browns preview show with Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry right here on ESPN 850 and 92.3 The Fan. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm back here in the Dog Bowl in Brea. We'll go back to the phone lines right now. We have got Rick in Atlanta. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Love your show.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Listen every day. Hey, this morning on Tony Grossi's show, he had Mike Florio on for 5 good minutes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he asked him a lot of interesting questions, but the one that really got to me, he said to Florio, of these three guys, who do you think is most likely will be back next year? And he said Manziel, Farmer, and Pettine. And Florio says Farmer, which I was surprised, and Tony was too. But his contention is that, you know, Farmer's sort of a front guy for Jimmy Haslam. And, you know, he does the things that Jimmy's behind the scenes wanting him to do. And two thoughts come to mind on that. One is when we drafted Manziel, you know, Farmer said, oh, no, it was my decision. I think most people in Cleveland don't believe that. They think Jimmy was behind that. And the whole Textgate thing, you know, I can't believe Farmer would text down to the sidelines on his own without being prompted by, you know, somebody higher up. That's my thought.
All right. And again, everybody can discount what I'm about to say all that they want to do, but that is not true. And, Dino, you've got the clip, but that is not true.
Yeah, this is from this morning, again, on the Hey Tony
Jimmy
show.
Jimmy Haslam did not tell Ray Farmer to text the sidelines in the middle of the game. For the record, Jimmy Haslam and Ray Farmer don't even sit together at the games. Jimmy Haslam's in his owner's box. Ray Farmer's in
but
a different box.
He could have texted him to say, hey, text down.
That is possible, okay. But I'm pretty sure.
Or a courier.
given the investigation by the NFL where they took their phones and went through all that, that would have come out.
So the clip that the caller was referring to, Mike Florio from NBC
Pro
and
Football
Pro Football Talk.
Talk
on the Hey Tony show this morning during the On the Clock segment. Who's more likely to be here next year with the Browns, Johnny Manziel, Mike Pettine, or Ray Farmer?
I think Ray Farmer is the one I feel most confident about, Tony, primarily because I believe that Jimmy Haslam is running the team the way Jerry Jones should have run his team. Instead of making himself the GM, you hire a GM. You run the show from behind the curtain. The GM takes all the heat for it, but ultimately you've got somebody who's your buffer.
I won't even get into it.
So that goes back.
I won't even get into the at least 10 examples I can think of off the top of my head where I know that is 100% false, but it's not true.
And to me, it's funny because, and this is from more on the player side, but if you recall, Chris Carter at the rookie symposium, I believe over here in Aurora, remember his comments about every player should have a buffer? You know, someone to get in trouble for them, to take
yes.
the heat for them, and so on and so forth. It kind of sounds like he's saying that Ray Farmer is that for Jimmy Haslam.
I'm going to tell you guys this morning, I almost fell off my chair. Almost when I heard Mike Florio say that.
Jimmy Haslam wanted Dwayne Bowe on this team. Okay. That's all I need to say about it. I mean, come on. Come on, Florio. All right, 216-578-0850. Let's go to Eric. He's in the truck. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nathan, Matt, how you guys doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, I'm not an old guy by any standards. I'm 59 years old, and I'm going to bring up a topic a lot of fans don't want to hear. But my Browns moved, okay? And since this expansion franchise has come here, it's nothing but heartache and you know, this whole debacle with Manziel, if this kid cared as much about being on the field as the fans want him, he'd have been playing last year. Truth is, you got to earn it. Matt, you played. You know that. He was knocked down to third string. I've never heard, unless there's an injury, where a second string gets bumped out of the way. So these fans that want this kid in to see what he could do, I can understand that.
He went from
first
string to third string, not even just second.
Okay, but I'm saying, to bring him back up and get this young kid out of the way that just played so well this past week. Everybody keeps throwing excitement out. What excitement are you going to get from this kid if he keeps getting in trouble? We got the same excitement with Josh Gordon. But what good is a good player if he can't make the field for the trouble he gets into off the field? You know, rules are put in place to be followed. And if you don't do that, you don't earn a spot on a team. And if it means getting rid of the kid and getting rid of all the hoopla that goes with him, I'm all for it. But the truth of the matter is, Mr. Haslam needs to look in the mirror and understand what he's doing to tarnish the legacy of the true Cleveland Browns. Because all that we have week in and week out is garbage on the field. And it's, you know, it's a sad state because we do want to see winning. And it's this team, this since 99, to me, has no ties to Jim Brown, Leroy Kelly, or any of those greats that played. So, I don't know. I mean, that's my take. I don't know what you guys think.
I mean, I agree. It is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for us to have to come out here every day and talk about it. It's embarrassing that we have Johnny Manziel in the studio after being named the starter to the first time since I've been here, right? And present him to the dog pound as the anointed starter for the remaining six football games. And after a conversation with the head coach and a conversation with us, which is essentially a conversation with the same individuals that go to the stores and pay and buy his jersey and pay tickets to watch him, you know, potentially play a football game and tell you one thing, and within 72 hours, he's doing something completely different. It's embarrassing.
It is, and then he lied about it, and then he covered up about it, and that's
dude,
that's
why like a 12. It's like a 12-year-old. That's a conversation. I will reference a lesson about lying to my son in reference to Johnny Manziel doing it.
Yeah, the cover-up often worse than the crime. Kevin and Parma, welcome to the show.
We're going to segue right into what you were just saying. You think Johnny promised everybody to be a good boy and do what he was supposed to do and turn around and did what he did because maybe he don't want to play here. Maybe he thought they were going to cut him and then he could find greener pastures in other areas. And also, secondly,
I've heard that theory. It seems it would be a big leap to me, but I mean, yeah. Listen, anything's possible, I suppose.
Right. I agree.
That would shock me.
The other thing I have to say too, I've heard from a very good source that Connor Cook, if we should draft him, doesn't want to come here. And his exact words to a family member, he said that this is where quarterbacks come to die.
Until it changes, you can't blame a kid for being there. I would personally want out of my quarterback somebody who's like, I'm the one who's going to go in there and change the fortunes because I know I'm that damn good and I'm not scared of going into a situation that I can't live up to. That says to me that Connor Cook is mentally weak and I would want no part of him as my quarterback. If that's why he doesn't want to come here, now if he says I don't like the scheme they run, I don't like the personnel they run, it doesn't fit my skill set, those are at least tangible arguments, but for the argument, that reason, that would say to me, everything I need to know, Connor Cook would be off my draft board. Not because I wouldn't want him to come to a situation where he doesn't want to come, but because to me that says mentally he doesn't have the makeup that I would want out of a quarterback. Because if I was lucky enough to be 21 years old in college playing football as a quarterback where I was a high enough level athlete and performer.
And you're going to find $20 million contract.
That I could go to the Cleveland Browns number one overall. And let's just say he's in the Midwest. He's at Michigan State, so I'm sure he has an idea of what goes on here. His comments certainly indicate that. And I knew that I could go to Cleveland, and if I could turn that situation around, I could literally be a god in this town. That, I would love that. But that's
almost
just the
like
way
me
that
choosing
wired
to go to Ohio State and not go to Michigan and potentially play and win a national championship there, right?
I think you went to Ohio State and won a national championship.
That's my whole point.
Yes, but to me, that just says everything you need to know about his mental makeup and what he believes in himself. I would want to. I wish I could be Connor Cook. I would totally feel like I could turn around. And if
and I guess
think about how the reference for Bernie. Bernie never won a Super Bowl, but Bernie is a god here, and rightfully so. He presided over Brian Sipe. These guys didn't win Super Bowls, but they were presided over competitive eras and basically the golden eras for the Browns since you know, the Jim Brown days, et cetera, Lou Groza days.
And as you look into the opportunity that may in fact be here in Cleveland in referencing Connor Cook's comments, does that mean he'd rather go get drafted by a semi-bad football team, maybe 12th, 13th overall, and sit for a couple years and not play and collect the check and develop, as opposed to coming in day one and being the guy you select first, second, or third overall?
I don't know. I don't know what he's
shying away from the pressure.
So he's and he Connor Cook is from Ohio. That's sad to me.
Walsh Jesuit.
That's sad to me. Wouldn't you think if you think that you could do it, I would want to do it. I'm
of
just
course.
Saying I would feel like I'm the man. Let's go ahead and do it. Anyway, here we go. Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be back with more right after this.